A young attorney and former Syracuse University football captain is trying his hand at politics. Republican Sam Rogers officially launched his campaign Wednesday, hoping to unseat freshman Democratic State Senator Rachel May in November. Rogers says people in the 53rd district are starting to question some of the priorities of Democrats.
A lot of the anger and frustration with what's going on now is the one-party rule in Albany, and the fact that now laws can just be pushed through and, you know, we're just not considering alternatives. What are the practical consequences of the laws that are being passed?
For example, Rogers told supporters, the new criminal justice reform laws.
Our representatives didn't listen to district attorneys who we elect to enforce our criminal justice. They didn't listen to judges who we elect for their neutral discretion. They didn't listen to law enforcement who we rely on daily to keep us safe. They ignored counterarguments. They hid it in the budget and passed the law anyway.
Rogers says other examples include the Green Light Bill, allowing undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses, and the Farm Worker Labor Act, which he says will devastate local farms. Rogers says he'd take a more pragmatic approach to weigh the impact on the diverse district.
If you think of the people we have in the city of Syracuse, to Cicero, to Madison County, completely different things matter in their lives. That's where I can step in and think about all these different circumstances. Not someone that's approaching it with an agenda. I want to listen, learn, and then advocate.
Rogers has a law degree from Cornell University and was just admitted to the bar. The 28-year-old Syracuse resident works part-time in the Onondaga County Law Department and is earning his master's in public administration at SU. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.